Welcome to a new series of the CRA podcast titled CRA Tips, a series created for CRA practitioners. We know that managing the Community Reinvestment Act program for your financial institution can be challenging, given the plethora of competing priorities. We know you're busy, so we will keep it tight and to the point. The weekly CRA tips are designed to give you something quick to digest in between our CRA webinars, our newsletters, and blog posts. And for those of you who are new to me, I'm Linda Izuka, your host and founder of CRA Today and the CRA Hub. The CRA Hub is an exclusive membership for bankers to master the Community Reinvestment Act and transform disadvantaged communities through the power of economic development. And if you are joining the podcast for the first time or are new to CRA Today, you'll find that I'm very passionate about this community development work. So now let's get right to it. Enjoy the tip. I failed my CRA data integrity exam. Now what do I do? Oh, I hope this never happens to you. Take a deep breath. There is life after a failed CRA exam. I've been through a rough ones over the last 27 years of my CRA journey, and every bank ends up stronger as a result. So I can't promise that a smooth path will be going forward, but I can give you a couple tips that will help you get to that root cause. First of all, you'll want to identify the type of error, whether that's human or systemic. And I'm sure that the examiners might have an idea already based on their review. You'll want to diagnose this if they didn't get to the root cause of that so that you can start to understand what control points you want to focus on first. Then you'll want to determine if the errors are isolated to a certain loan product or a certain line of business or a certain team that may not understand the true definitions within the CRA, whether that might be small business or HMDA. Once you determine the root cause, then you'll need to act fast, right? Once you get to the root cause, you can start to move into the solution mode. I want you to take a look at this diagram. It's important to review the end-to-end process of accepting a loan application all the way through to origination. There are so many points along that way that we call control points where there's either a system or a human that is involved. So it's really important that you look at the end-to-end process of accepting applications, underwriting, boarding, and originating and dispersing loans under the CRA program that then, if you're a large bank, gets reported to the FRB by March 1st of each year. So make sure that if you have a data integrity issue, you bring together a CRA working group of sorts with the various groups that may be involved or loan ops so that you can get to the bottom line, to the root cause, and move into the solution space together, right? You as a CRA practitioner can't do this work alone. It takes a village. So bring that working group together. Say, I just need your help on a short-term basis as we get to the root cause and we move to solution together. So very important. I have found the working groups to be very, very helpful and productive use of your time. So the lack of data integrity during CRA exams really delays the exam since the examiners come in first to evaluate your data integrity so that they can actually see if they can move on to evaluate your performance. When there's issues, it causes costly rescrubbing, and sometimes we have to go and outsource help to get us through this because we don't have enough resources internally, and that can cost your bank a lot of money. So revisit these control points on this diagram and to determine your root cause and move into the solution space so that you have a pathway to remediation and to data integrity going forward. I hope that's helpful. Until next time, bye for now. Well, I hope this week's CRA tip was helpful and adds value to you and your CRA program. If you want to take a deeper dive into core concepts of the Community Reinvestment Act and connect with your CRA colleagues, you may want to consider joining the CRA Hub. We go live weekly with CRA-specific activities like core content training, Q&A sessions, challenges, guest speakers, and more. Check out cratoday.com/hub to learn more. Until the next CRA podcast episode, take care of you. Bye for now.